This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Let's have a good day with all of us focused on things that are good. We can find them. I'm trying to scratch my head here. Let's see. What can we find that's good? I am drinking apple juice instead of water. Jennifer,
I'm just
you
drinking,
find out,
so that's pretty cool.
Well, you drink your wine because when you find out what's in the water here in California, and not just California, but everywhere around the country, you'll be drinking apple juice or apple cider or something. Woof. Okay.
I tell you right now that apple juice, not to distract you, but that's my least favorite juice.
Really? What is your favorite? What's your favorite juice?
Ooh, grapefruit. Yum. Grapefruit and cranberry, probably.
Yeah. They're good for you.
Mixed with some vodka, yummy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Both of them, you notice, are mixers.
Can't do much with that
apple juice.
Mm-mm. All right, let's see. We're going to play the name game here. Let's start with John Stumpf. S-T-U-M-P-F. You know who he is? Everybody raise your hands.
No.
You know who John Stumpf is. I've stumped you with Mr. Stumpf. Mr. Stumpf runs Wells Fargo. Stumpf was called to discuss what was going on at his bank before a Senate committee on banking. And Mr. Stumpf got a bad performance review yesterday. After the government fined Wells Fargo $185 million for their quote-unquote sketchy sales practices. You remember the story about the millions of fake accounts that were opened.
Yeah.
Customers were not notified. So yesterday, Mr. Stumpf went before the Senate to ask whether it was too late to say, I'm sorry. And the congressman said, yes, it's too late. There are a lot of people who think Stumpf ought to resign. Maybe spend some time in an orange jumpsuit someplace and not necessarily jumping out of a plane. Wells Fargo facing a huge class action lawsuit. You don't think there are a dozen lawyers that are all over this thing? And that's why, you know, I don't know, this guy knows what's going on? How do you run a company and not know what's going on? The buck stops with you, pal. And so, anyway. Also, yesterday testifying in Washington, the lady who's the maker of the, or the president, the head of the company that makes EpiPen. She's there yesterday and today. They want to know how the EpiPen got more expensive than pretty much anything else that you have in your house if you use the thing. Remember, she got an $18 million raise or a bonus.
Oh, yes.
On the same day. This is brilliant PR, by the way. On the same day that it was announced that she got an $18 million bonus, it was announced that the price of the EpiPen had gone from $100 to $600 per unit. And then after that, they say, oh, well, because of the outcry, we're only going to triple the cost instead of, what does it mean when you multiply it times six? Is sixtify? Whatever it is.
It's a lot.
It's
what
a
you're
lot.
Trying to
yeah.
Get.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah. Right. So anyway, in this circumstance, these people are all testifying before Congress today, and they are very suspicious characters, so the people in Congress would say, you look at the people who are investigating, they're pretty suspicious-looking characters, too. So, a little of both. Speaking of suspicion, a team of investigators assembling a CBS documentary on the case of JonBenet Ramsey believes that the brother did it.
This is interesting.
Yeah. I've kind of thought about this, though, throughout the years, because what other reason? I mean, obviously there was something going on with those parents. If they themselves didn't do it, then what would be the explanation? I mean, it doesn't seem too far-fetched to think about that.
No, he was only 9 years old, though.
Right.
With some anger problems, apparently, but yeah.
Yeah, he has a temper.
I mean, look, I always wanted to kill my little brother, too. I just never did, but...
What's his life like now? Can we get any clues as to how he behaves now?
Burke Ramsey?
Mm-hmm. I think he just did an interview with Dr. Phil. I don't know if it's aired yet, but...
Oh, well, then he must be fine.
It aired last week, and my wife watched it.
29, I think?
He's very strange.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He has this uncomfortable smile and no eye contact with Phil, and was always uncomfortably smiling whenever he was asked really uncomfortable questions, and his eyes were darting back and forth, just kind of strange.
He has gone to the Brad Pitt School of Anger Management, no doubt. That's why he's doing as well as he's doing. All right, that's a subtle reference, folks, to the divorce of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. You notice how subtly I got that in, Jennifer?
Very subtle. Like a heart attack, yeah.
All right, next up, Dr. Judith Salerno is going to talk to us about breast cancer, some new developments there, and people ought to know what's going on, so we'll have that focus and conversation up next here on Good Day with Doug, Jennifer, and Victoria.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out. Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2-for-$4 croissant sandwich.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant sandwich for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant sandwich, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is the Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
MSRP for a 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep. Options, final availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Hey everyone,
this is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Right, quarter past the hour now with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Her too.
As Jennifer and okay. Joining us now is Dr. Judith Salerno, who is the president and CEO of the Susan G. Komen Foundation. October is National Breast Care Awareness Month, and there are a lot of people who will be donating, watching the progress. And I guess that would be where I'd start, Dr. Salerno. What progress is being made? All this money is being raised every year, and the awareness level is being raised. What actual tangible results do you have from the research and work being done here?
Well, good morning. It's really a great time in breast cancer research. We're on the verge of so many new breakthroughs. We have now gotten to the point where early stage breast cancers, there's a 99% 5-year survival. But we still know we have a lot of work to do because 40,000 people, mostly women in this country alone, die of breast cancer each and every year. And this is a number that we are intent on changing. So we have a bold new goal at Susan G. Komen, and that is to cut the number of breast cancer deaths by half in the next decade. And we're going to do this by focusing our research on cancers that kill, which is mostly metastatic disease, disease that's traveled to other parts of the body, and to try to achieve better health equity, level the playing field for people who don't have access to that care that can be curative.
Is that what the money, a lot of money that's being raised, is it being used to help treat people as well as do research?
Absolutely. This year alone, we're now over $920 million in research, but adding in what we do in the communities, we now have over $3 billion with research and community programs all across the countries. We're in 100 communities across the U.S. and in 30 countries around the world, and we know that there are people who today need help while we're investing in the cures for tomorrow.
You know, that is where my question goes, actually. A lot of people, their mind starts to glaze over when they hear the terms and the results that come out of the research that that Susan G. Komen Foundation does. But what about what kind of services in the community? Because that's the everyday stuff that people are actually are facing with rides to the doctor and that sort of thing. What kind of community things are you actually offering patients that are going through this and maybe in the midst of treatment right now?
Well, we offer tens of thousands of women services, like you said, transportation. That is actually
huge.
One of the biggest obstacles to receiving care, but also child care, access to co-payments when they can't afford co-payments for their treatment, free mammograms, all of these things. And taken together, we serve tens of thousands of women across the country every single year. And these are people who would otherwise die of this disease if they didn't get access.
So, yeah, I think that's really important. I have a family member who is dealing with this right now, and the transportation becomes a huge issue. How do people find out how they can get help? How do they see if there's community resources available?
Well, we have our network of local affiliates, and you can call our helpline, which is 1-877-GO-KOMEN. That's 1-877-465-6636. And we can link you through our helpline with our local resources, our affiliates, and they have deep roots in each of the communities they serve.
One of the things. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I know as women we're often told about prevention. What's the number one thing that you really want all women to know? What's the number one thing we can do to help our outcome?
Well, certainly know your body. Any changes that you see that are not what you're used to, are not normal, just go to your doctor immediately and make sure that you check out anything that is not absolutely normal. You know your body better than your doctor, And when you know that something is abnormal, take it to take your doctor's advice and go to get treated, go to get
Dr. Judith Salerno, President and CEO of the Susan G. Komen Foundation here.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Comes to town, we hang them speakers over the crowd.
Jason Aldean, ladies and gentlemen.
15 seconds of the show. The first time we see the crowd, first time they see us, right off the bat, to me, is what sets the tone for the rest of the show. It's like the fire's burning, that sort of just pours gasoline on it, and then the explosion.
When the lights come on, everybody's screaming, everybody's singing.
New full-length album called They Don't Know is third straight to be on top of the Billboard Top Country album chart, Jen.
Mm-hmm. Jason Aldean, huge hit maker. And by the way, talks about going into concert. He has one of the most, I guess, down and dirty sort of concerts in country music. Lots of explosion, lots of energy. He's really good on stage.
Really? When's the last time you saw him?
Probably about a year and a half ago, maybe.
Right. Mm-hmm. Do you have all of his albums?
Well, I have a lot of his music streamed in my phone, sure.
Oh, okay. This is a song called Single Lights. I mean, it was Single Lights. Good, Doug. The lights come on.
Them too.
And then, what's the other song you have there, Richie?
That's it for Jason Aldean.
Oh, it is.
This is his big single right now.
It is. From the album They Don't Know. It's the first country album to top the Billboard 200 since Chris Stapleton's Traveler last year, Jen.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 15-song set.
Here's a little more Summertime.
This is L. King, X's and O's. Right.
All right, so this country, other country news, L. King.
There's like nine things happening at once.
Where's Kara? Can we get her back soon?
So we can
what the hell is going on here? Anyway, L. King is best known for her blues pop hit X's and O's, which reached number 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 as her first hot country single.
I kind of like this.
You?
Yeah, she's great.
So this is by, this is like a Brangelina song, X's and O's.
Yeah, well, she's got a lot of them.
Heavy on the X's.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's interesting that Elle King and Dierks Bentley, who's a huge country star, that it's amazing to me. I love when genres cross over. So they got together, and they've got a new hit now, too, Different for Girls with Dierks Bentley.
I bet we've got that somewhere here. It's mishmash or whatever it is in heaven. Oh, here it is. This is Dierks Bentley's Different for Girls.
Throw a T-shirt on and walk to a
like
bar.
This, Ginger?
Yeah.
She don't text her friends and say, I gotta get laid tonight. She don't say, it's okay.
Wow. Yeah, I know. Go for it, eh, Dierks?
She don't scroll through her phone, okay. She's looking for a band-aid. It's different for girls when their hearts get broken. They can't take it back together with a whiskey and cold. They'll take someone home.
I like this.
Act like it's nothing. I can't just switch it off.
It's a
every time you feel a song. The guy gets drunk with his friends and he's
there's something about the lines in this fairly predictable.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go out and say I don't love it so much anymore. I mean, I love the sound of their voice, but the messaging in this song is just, it's overdone.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Okay, so what are we
Different for Girls. Ask Kim Kardashian, please.
Yeah. Kim Kardashian, what are we? Kim Kardashian has gotten serious. Did you see that ad in the New York Times?
I did not.
Yeah, she's discussing the Armenian genocide situation, going back 100 years, and the way that it's presented to people who are learning about the Ottoman Empire. Armenians are basically put on the back shelf, if you will. You know, the Turks slaughtered a couple of million Armenians in 1915 and 1916, and that's why a lot of Armenians came to this country. And anybody whose name begins or ends, by the way, in IN is Armenian. And so she's taken seriously to the task of telling people the story.
Can we go back to Elle King for a second? Did you know that that was Rob Schneider's daughter?
No.
What?
Really? For heaven's sake.
No
really?
way.
How in the heck did that? Yes. Oh my gosh.
Where did that come from?
Yeah. Rob Schneider. Yeah. It's his daughter. She dropped his last name.
So expect to hear Adam
Deuce
Sandler
Bigelow,
on the next.
Male Gigolo.
Right. Yeah, who's great friends with Adam Sandler.
Right.
28 past the hour.
Wow.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many people say their pet is almost like a member of the family. Mine actually are. But when it comes time to make out their will, few provide for the care of their pet after they're gone. Recently, a study by the ASPCA suggested only 17% of pet guardians had taken any legal action to provide care for their dog, cat, or other type of pet if something were to happen to them. Millions of companion animals surrendered to shelters every year, some because their owners did not establish continued care for them in event something was able to happen to them and they were unable to do it. It's really important if you have a dog or a cat or any type of animal to speak to an attorney and set up a pet trust. You know, recently I was broadcasting from a local shelter in California, and while I was there, someone brought in a 12-year-old beagle that belonged to their grandparents. The grandparents had both died, they didn't want the dog anymore, so they turned it into a shelter. What are the chances of a 12-year-old dog finding a home? Pretty limited. Make those arrangements. Your dog or cat is part of the family. Set up a trust. I'll more next time.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Granger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Granger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Granger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Granger's got your back. I love Granger. You know why? Because Granger's got my back. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet, I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, lock the way we rock it, so don't stop. It's under the lights when everything goes nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move, well, you already
34 at the hour. Yeah, Jen and Victoria, let's make today a good day for you and for everybody. Let's Let's figure out how to fix a problem.
Okay.
Ready?
Ready.
Yes. Television report coming up in a few minutes, by the way, too. Maggie Smith responds to Jimmy Kimmel. That's really funny. So let's see what we can do about having our voting machines hacked. Yesterday, a professor from Princeton University, his name is Andrew Appel, demonstrated for the news media how easy it is to hack a voting machine. He took a $4 computer chip, replacing the chip, which was basically a computer program in a voting machine. It adds up the votes in a different way. So this fellow, who is a prof from the computer science department, he runs the graduate program, so he's a pretty smart cookie, and he focused on computer security and voting systems in his seven-minute presentation yesterday to the news media. That's all it took, 7 minutes, for him to replace the program and hack every single computer that was in the room.
Wow, that's scary.
7 minutes and a $4 chip, and it changed the course of what would be the election results in this. This was obviously, pardon the pun, trumped-up election, but he just used that. He says that there isn't any, at the moment, any documented case of voting machine fraud, but here's how easy it'll be for somebody to do it. You don't have to be in Africa, you don't have to be in Russia, you don't have to be in China. Somebody can do it. They can walk into the room, and because there's really no security, these computers don't have any security on them, somebody could walk over to them and take one chip out, put another chip in, bingo, 7 minutes, it's all over.
Wow.
So what do we do? Thank heavens to the guy for, I wonder if he was a hacker before he became a professor. So that's how he got his job.
That's what so many people are worried about. You know, as we come up on the election, everybody's talking about different ways to make it easier for people to vote, because apparently driving a few miles and going to your polling place can be a little difficult, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Very taxing on the old system. And yeah. So a lot of people go, well, why can't we do it online? These are the reasons why we can't do it online. I mean, in L.A. and in Southern California, where I am, they've been talking about doing it the old-fashioned way, like hand-counting votes, but then you deal with a whole other set of problems, which is human error. So I don't even know if there is a really true good answer here.
There doesn't seem to be. Facebook can't even get their trending news right. They keep switching back between an algorithm and a human, and it's all messed up. So
he says, this professor says, that it's easy to find these loopholes. Even if the machines are stored in a warehouse, the door's locked, they have security cameras, but you have access to the machines, the people who maintain them, for example, the people who work for these companies. Remember about 10 years ago, it was discovered that, I'm trying to remember Conrad, somebody or other, the senator from Montana or maybe Utah, but he had, maybe Wyoming, I'm not sure, but Conrad, somebody or other, had a big stake in the company that made these computers for elections. And you know, people said, well, what is that going to do to the reality of this? He could get in, or he could tell somebody to change. If it's as easy as this guy demonstrated yesterday, this is something that anybody in the third grade who knows how to fool around with computers can do.
Mm-hmm.
You can mess with these things.
Scary.
And it really is. You know, maybe you go back. Everybody says, well, this will make it much easier. More people can vote, and it'll get it done faster. I don't know that faster is better, and I don't know that I want it to be faster. I did my, at the primary last week in Framingham, I did my voting and put it on a, we have ballots, and I did mine, and I
what I kind of ballots to, do you have there?
Well, paper ballots.
Paper?
Yeah. And I just take a magic marker and fill in the hole, and then I walk back to the ballot box and put my ballot in, and it kicked it out because I put it in upside down. And the lady was all worried because she said, I don't want to see your ballot. Please come back. And because I was on my way out the door. And she said, Mr. Stephan, wait a minute. And because the ballot machine had kicked out, I didn't turn it over because it only went one way.
Is it like a scanner thing? Because that's what I have here in New York City.
No. Fill out it goes into the box and they count them by hand.
Oh, wow.
Well,
okay.
They run them through some ID machine that picks out the boxes that you've circled or checked or whatever it is.
Okay.
And the only thing the box does is tell you how many people have been in there to vote that day. That was it. That's all. and then they take them out. But so then the other side of that is maybe they drop one on the floor, or one of them ends up in the wastebasket or something. You know, they're pretty good about it. They're pretty conscious about it. But somebody could tear. There's all kinds of things that can be done. This is a very impure science. Elections, ballot counting, all of that stuff.
Isn't it just bizarre that we all have probably different methods of voting? It's weird to me that, you know, I have a paper ballot that goes into a scanner, and maybe Jen has a machine where she, you know, hits buttons. Or it's just so bizarre that it's not standardized on any level.
No, it's state by state. But one thing is for sure, it's pretty easy. You could have gone in to vote for me, Victoria.
Hello, Doug Steffen.
Yeah. Yeah, just go, you give him the street address. Oh, yes, Mr. Steffen. And
I live in the lovely farm up the road.
Right, yeah. Oh, you know, that's not, they look at the address and they look at me and they say, oh, you live there? That's what the, you know, that's the, hello, you're not supposed to be making judgments on where
someone
I live.
Said that to you?
Yeah. The lady who was like, oh, you're the one who lives there.
That's something you would do to me when I showed up at the
yeah, right.
place. You know, you'd be like, oh, you live there.
All right. You live there?
I'm amazed you even made it here alive.
I know. Brave soul.
Exactly. All right. The bombing suspect, Ahmad Rahami, been on the FBI radar list for a couple of years.
Ugh.
So how come they weren't watching him more carefully?
I actually had the opportunity to interview a guy named Philip Haney yesterday on one of my many
shows.
One of my 18 shows that I do. Do you know who Philip Haney is?
No.
He worked for the Department of Homeland Security. He was brought in to do, as a researcher, who was supposed to find people that were coming into this country, either naturalized citizens or not, basically, but people coming into this country and linking them to the battlefield, basically. So if they were getting training or if they were involved in extremist mosques, whatever, he would identify them. And he was called in to a meeting at the Department of Homeland Security by high-ranking officials and told not to continue with the work that he was assigned because, basically, it was a violation of civil rights. And so his book, he became a whistleblower. And it happened right after the San Bernardino terrorist attacks when he realized, he looked up at the TV and he realized that he recognized the faces because he had done research on these two. They were very much a part of his researching these people. He knew who they were. He knew that they had extreme stuff in their history. And so he wrote this book, See Something, Say Nothing. And so it got me thinking about, and I've heard other people talk about this too, at the FBI and law enforcement, they, you know, on the ground, they do a great job. But what kind of stuff is coming from above that kind of ties their hands? You know, what keeps them from making these connections or taking seriously these people that they run into? I mean, the last terror suspects or the last people that have perpetrated terrorist attacks in this country, the FBI knew about. They knew about Omar Mateen. They knew about Rahami. They knew about Saeed Farooq. They knew about Hassan. I mean, they had him on. They had all of these guys on record. Why aren't they doing something about it? And the only thing I can think of is coming from the top.
Yeah. Well, this Rahami guy, I mean, they know he flew back and forth to Afghanistan, right, in the last few years?
He was also going into Quetta, which is an area of Pakistan that you can't, I mean, no one goes there for, like, the scenery. Like, this is a place
right.
that's in total war mode, basically. And so there's a lot of bad guys there. There's a lot of training areas there. And to see that being, you know, brought back and forth, you know, willy-nilly almost, he was able to go there a few times from this country without a red flag. It's scary.
Well, and that, the thing that's weird, too, is how come that guy isn't on a no-fly list? And, you know, you see
right.
these people when 60 Minutes does an expose of the no-fly list, and it's like some nerdy, you know, like some nerdy older guy, you know, who, little white guy with glasses, and he's like, my name's John Smith, and I didn't do anything wrong, but I'm on the no-fly list.
I'm okay.
And it's like all these people who end up on the no-fly list for no reason, and then that guy
then
is flying.
Off.
Yeah, and then that guy's flying wherever he wants to go, and no one seems to mind.
No, it's crazy. I mean, when your own father calls into the FBI and says that my son is a terrorist,
yeah.
I mean, that's a serious issue, and one not
he
to be taken lightly. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I knew he was interviewed, and he said in anger he had accused his son
right.
of acting like a terrorist, but I didn't know he actually called the FBI
no,
proactively.
He called the police and in 2014 said, my son is a terrorist. That's what he said. So, and takes, I mean, we're giving the FBI a lot of credit here they don't deserve. This was handed, this information was handed to them on a silver platter, and they still didn't do much with it.
And it has been, by the way. Like, this is not the first time that the FBI knew about these people. And so, it's not that the agents are bad. It has to be that they're getting directives as to what's appropriate and what's not from the higher-ups. And that is really, really scary, because you've heard now all of this information coming to light, that there have been all these arrests of people who have associated and ties to ISIS in this country that we never even hear about because they bury it.
All right, speaking of buried, I don't want to get the TV report buried. Maggie Smith with comments to Jimmy Kimmel, and Kiefer Sutherland comes out. He comes really out tonight. Stand by for that information.
Breaking news. Hmm. Yeah, hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where five lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
It's finally fall, a time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from Vantage Hotels. Save 20% when you book a room at VantageHotels.com and stay two or more consecutive nights now through October 13th. Enjoy free continental breakfast and internet at most of our 1,200 hotels, including America's and Canada's Best Value Inn. Plus, you'll get instant benefits when you join our rewards program. Fall into savings this season at VantageHotels.com.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so Maggie Smith responded to Jimmy Kimmel by saying, remember he said, if you want your enemy, you didn't show up, it'll be in Lost and Found. So she used her PBS tweet spot to say, if Mr. Kimmel would please direct me to Lost and Found, I'll be on the next flight. I thought that was kind of cute.
Very cute.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so we have the television lineup for tonight, Jen, which includes
lots of great stuff. Probably the show, the new show that I'm most excited about, because I do love some Kiefer Sutherland, right? He's a 24, Jack Bauer. Now he's got a new show called Designated Survivor. The pilot airs tonight on ABC at 10 p.m. And he plays Tom Kirkman, who's a lower-level United States cabinet member. He finds himself suddenly appointed president of the country after a catastrophic attack kills everyone above him in the line of succession. This is going to be a dramatic thriller. I read an article with him over the weekend, and he said when he got the script for this, this that he thought this is the next 10 years of my life. He said the program is that good. Big Brother also ends tonight. Season 18 ends on CBS at 9:30. Empire is back. Season 3, 9 p.m. on Fox. And the new show, Lethal Weapon, based on the movie Pilot, 8 p.m. on Fox.
Right. Try to see Kiefer. It was how many years with Jack? Nine?
At least, yeah, I think about 9 years.
All right. 10 before the hour.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Joel Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Youngevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joel Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
All right, 53 after the hour, it's time for a visit from Warren Eckstein of the Pet Show. We talk about this dog who's become the spokesperson for the American
vitiligo.
Vitiligo, yeah, the vitiligo disease. Anyway, that will have us on the edge of our seats. Plus, if you let your cat scratch you, you may die.
All right. Thank you.
We'll get to the bottom
of
that.
There's
a tease. Happy ending for me, Oliver.
Warren Eckstein here on the program in just a moment.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right, 55 past the hour. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show is here with some good news about this dog. Rowdy is the dog's name. 14-year-old has vitiligo. I think I did that right. Which is a disorder that causes the loss of skin pigment. So the owners of this dog, it's a black Labrador, are stopped by people who wonder whether they have painted the dog's eyes white. That shows you how stupid some people are. The dog is these kinds of stories, Warren, when you get right down to it, dogs become celebrities because of this sort of thing, but yet it tells a good story. We can use, people can learn from what happens to animals easier than they can learn if the same thing were going on with a human. Do you believe that's true?
I think anything that gets out to the press, a lot of people have problems with their dogs and cats. They're unaware that there's a problem that exists, or they're unaware that something can be done, and therefore the getting it out to the public sometimes is a little overboard, but very often it's positive because it does get the information out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like this, for example, like what you're talking about,
yeah.
A lot of people, usually it's the nose. They start losing the pigmentation
around
the nose.
Right, yeah.
But there's things that can cause it. There are certain breeds, for example, shepherds, the Belgian Tuver and Rottweiler, sheepdogs, dachshunds, but it can be caused by stress, neurological factors, and even exposure to certain toxins. And that's one of the things I talk about a lot. We really think about toxins for ourselves, but think about your dog or cat. They spend almost 18 hours a day in the house with the flame retardants on our furniture, the stuff we use to clean our floor. So they're much more involved with toxic chemicals than we, in fact, are as people.
Does that tell you about how to live in America and some of these houses? Oof. All right, you can stop your dog from snoring. How?
There's a couple of ways. There's a whole interesting article. I'm going to talk about it on the show this week. Dental problems can cause snoring, but there are certain breeds like Boston Terriers and Pugs. So they say that by giving your dog a pillow and raising his head a little bit, that can help prevent the snoring. They also say a round bed, which is kind of interesting to me. A round bed makes the dog curve his body, which makes the air flow better. And they also say a humidifier works as well, and so do earplugs.
All right. Believe this or not, this is a study from the government suggesting on average 12,000 people a year have cat scratch disease.
Remind me.
What are the symptoms, Warren?
This comes from bacterial fleas that give cats the. What are we playing this for?
Cat scratch fever.
Oh, I'm supposed to know that.
We know it. It's an old song.
What's the author? Who's the singer?
This would be Led Zeppelin, I'm guessing.
No.
Who is this? I don't know. Jimmy Page?
No, it's the Big Hunter guy. What's his name?
Ted Nugent.
Remind me one day to tell you about my big fight with Ted Nugent on the radio.
Let's do cat scratch first.
First thing, a lot of people don't understand that cat's mouth can be very, very dirty, and there's a lot of infection there. So very often, cats play very rough, and that's why people get bit by cats. When a cat is playing, very often they're practicing their hunting, so the biting is pretty normal. I always advise people to make sure you really spend a lot of time socializing. I had a quick call this week on the show about a cat that bit somebody, and it was because the woman actually sexually stimulated the cat, and she was unaware of it because she was rubbing the cat's belly, a male cat, and when you rub a male cat's belly, it's like what the cat is breeding with a female, and the cat got excited and bit her. So just kind of know your place. Make sure you socialize your cats. very, very careful.
Your place is inside. The cat's place is outside.
And give your cat something to do. The biggest problem with cats in this country is they're bored. They're nomadic by nature. Cardboard boxes, paper bags all over the house. Organic cat and throw a party.
Send them to Popeyes. They'll make fried chicken out of them. 59 past the hour.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.